Hey everyone, it's me, Rissa. Welcome back to the second chapter of The Dead, the new podcast anthology series happening right here, right now, just for you, by Bloody FM in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. All right, we are now on episode 2 of Ephemeris, and just to catch you up, if you're just joining us, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be sharing the story of Ephemeris, another story written by Jeff Whitehead, who also happened to write the first chapter in the Dead series, Precious Cargo. This is another story set within the universe of the Dead. And if you enjoy this podcast, please tell a friend, tell your neighbor, tell your coworker, tell your cat. Word of mouth is the best way to get our show into the ears of new listeners. And best of all, you can leave us a comment or a review on Spotify. We'd love to hear from you. All right, now a short ad break and then this week's episode.
In a world plagued by the undead. The stories of survivors are well known.
These stories are heralded as examples of hope.
Strength, integrity, and perseverance.
Over time, they become
fables, legends,
tales of wisdom passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories
of the precious few who walk the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
You're now listening to Ephemeris, Episode 2.
Come on, Malachi. You're losing a ton of blood. We gotta close that up.
We're almost there.
I'm sure it does. Let's go.
Malachi, you gotta get up.
Come on, we gotta go.
I'm so tired.
You're going into shock. Stay with me. Come on, let's get you up.
Careful. You got him?
Yeah, I got him.
All right. I'm gonna go look for Anders and Cole.
You sure that's a good idea? One of them may have done this, Fox.
I'll be careful.
You don't think they did this, do you?
I don't know.
Who then?
I'm not sure. Maybe Gideon did it to himself.
There we go, Malachi. Lean on me.
I know.
But we're almost there. Hold on. Just a little longer. Fox, seriously, why would Gideon do that?
You won't tell anybody if I tell you something about him, right?
No, I won't, Fox. I promise. What's up? What do you know?
Gideon thought he was sick.
Gideon thought he was sick? What?
Yeah, he and I, we were close. He confessed to me that he hadn't been feeling right. Blood where there shouldn't be blood.
That's something. How long, would you say?
About a month ago.
And how long did he have left here?
It was only another month before he was slated to be heading home. But it was getting really bad. I mean, really awful. It was to the point where he was in constant pain. But he didn't want to tell anybody.
So you inject yourself, hoping that the payload is some kind of miracle cure. Pretty thin chance.
Yeah, I know. I guess I just don't want to believe it could be Anders or Cole. Or
the Colonel?
No, I spoke with her quite a bit earlier this evening. She'd never do anything like this, man. She's the person who stops this shit from happening. And you know, I bet she'll lock this down, too. Whoever did this should have waited till she was long gone.
Hang in there, Malachi. We're here, see? You made it, man.
You got him?
Yeah, just be careful, Vox. I don't like the way tonight's feeling. With Malachi hurt and all this other shit happening.
Hey, Roberto, I need you to shut off that giant brain of yours for just a second, okay? And put your focus on taking care of Malachi. I'm gonna go check things out. Can you do that for me?
I will. Right here. Told you, man. Hey, Malachi? Are you still with us? We're gonna get you fixed up. Get you some rest. Some antibiotics. You'll be good as new. I won't even feel like any of this happened. Here, lie down. Jesus, man. You're burning up. Here, let's see that temp of yours. Holy hell, 104. Your body's definitely going into shock. We gotta bring that temperature down. ASAP.
Oh, feel right.
Here, take these. Let me get some ice for your head. Now, let me look at that arm. This is gonna hurt, but I gotta clean it if you don't want that to get infected. Sorry, man. Brace yourself. I'm sorry.
I really don't feel right, man.
Almost through. I'm gonna close it and wrap it. Then it won't hurt as much, all right?
Okay. Ready.
Almost there.
Okay.
You're doing great. Okay, it's not great. You're gonna have a hell of a scar. But at least it'll stop the bleeding.
Thanks.
Of course, buddy. Rest. Fox is checking stuff out. I'm gonna try to figure out what's going on, too. You stay here. Rest. And don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Pitching from the stretch with two on and two out. Here's the delivery and the pitch. He struck him out!
Yes! Let's go! That's how you pitch!
And that's the end of the fifth with the fish trailing Pittsburgh.
Who's there?
Two.
Natalia? If that's you, I'm sorry I missed the all call. The alarm was so short, I figured it was a drill or some sort of mouth. All right, hang on.
And we're back from Miami. Score 4-2 and a very surprising Pittsburgh team making themselves known across the...
Hello? Who's the... Malachi. You okay? You feeling all right? Your eyes are all bloodshot. We should get you to the infirmary.
We're sorry, bro.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. Jesus, Malachi. We gotta get you to the infirmary.
Okay. It's just there.
What happened?
I got bit.
What do you mean, bit? Oh my God, Malachi, look at your arm. You're bleeding through that bandage.
No,
gonna get you help. No. Come on, Mal, can you sit up? Okay, stay there. I won't move you, and don't you move either. I'll be right back.
Natalia!
the door will still work, right?
Yes, it should.
Hey, is there anything in here we can use? You know, as a weapon?
What? No.
No? What do you mean, no? We gotta kill this thing if we want to get out of here.
I'm with the Colonel on this, Natalia. I understand science, but...
Spread out. Confuse him. Distract him. Hey! Over here! Come on!
We will not hurt him. That's an order. We can use this room as our lab. Maybe we'll be able to find a cure.
Natalia?
That's an order. We will not hurt him.
Nova!
Hey! Gideon! Here! Colonel, he's not listening. Move!
Natalia?
Get to the door. Get out!
What's the code? Come on! The code! Get away! Nova!
Gideon, here. Over here. Come on!
It's working!
Gideon!
Kenzie, be careful. Somebody sabotaged the door.
Fuck this. Kenzie, there's a gun in each escape pod and an M1 in command module.
Nova!
She needs to know. If Anders or Cole did this, it's not safe out there.
I don't know if I trust her.
Seriously? Look around. Do you trust anyone right now?
No.
What's the plan?
He's slow. I'll bring him to me. Let's see if we can use some of the tables as obstacles so we can buy some time.
Okay, be careful.
Gideon, over here. Looks like the organism is impacting his brain, impairing his motor function.
Would you stop studying him, Natalia? We need to get the fuck out of here.
Go, Nova.
Natalia, come on. What are you looking at?
His eyes. They look glazed over.
Come on.
I need to see him. Once we close these doors, we'll only be able to see him on the monitors. I just need a little more time.
Gideon! He's not responding. He's locked on you.
Keep the door open.
What?
You stayed?
Of course I stayed. I never leave someone behind.
I'm going to see what I can, so I can duck.
Natalia, are you okay?
Shit. Tripped.
Get up.
She's not gonna make it.
Kenzie, what are you doing? Get up!
Come on, get up, Natalia. Let's go.
He's right behind you.
Nova, be ready.
Look out.
Ready? Now! Jesus Christ, Natalia. What the hell were you thinking?
She's right, Natalia. He was close to biting you back there.
But he didn't. And we don't know that he would have.
He bit Malachi. And it sure as hell looked like he wanted to bite you, too.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just turned an ankle when I fell. I'll be fine. Interesting. He knows we're out here. Malachi!
Nova, come on! Jesus, he's eating her! We gotta get her! Natalia?
No, no, no.
Help me!
We gotta help her!
It's worse than I thought. It's so much faster than...
Come on, get her feet. We gotta get her to safety. See if there's anything we can do. And then, get to the weapons.
No, we can't. We have to leave her. There's nothing we can do now. It's spreading.
How? The bite. That's how it spreads, isn't it?
It spread wildly through the fluid in the lab.
And you didn't think to tell anyone that?
I didn't know what it would do. If it could move from host to host.
Is it airborne too?
We don't know. Slowly. Back away.
What, we're just gonna leave her? I don't leave people behind.
Kinsey, she's infected.
So what, you think somebody injected Gideon? Then it spread to Malachi through the bite? Now it'll be in Nova?
Yes. We need to get to the command center and radio control. Then figure out who started this.
Lockdown? Cage them in?
If it was Anders or Cole, they may try to escape in the Soyuz pods, stranding us here.
I don't want to be stranded here.
Me neither. We've got to get a signal to control.
Then let's go.
Okay, let's go. Follow me.
Hey, it's me, Rissa, and I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Bottom of the sixth. A big double A at the plate. Here's the pitch. Anders hits the long fly ball. That ball's deep. It's going, going, going. Oh, Cole.
Charming.
You wouldn't.
Actually, I've always been a big fan. Oh, to be a center fielder, and nothing more.
What?
Philip Roth?
Who'd he play for?
Never mind. Did you hear the alarm?
I did. Something's wrong with Malachi. Have you seen Natalia?
Not since supper. She was with our famous guest. What's wrong with Malachi?
Something's wrong with his arm. And he's really sick. He wasn't making any sense. He said he got bit by something.
What the fuck was that?
Natalia, is that you?
Oh my God, Malachi!
Malachi?
Jesus, is that blood on his face?
I saw him just a few minutes ago. He was so weak he couldn't even stand up.
Attention all crew. Attention all crew. Shelter in place. I repeat, shelter in place. The payload has been compromised. Several of our crew are also compromised.
Oh, no. That must be what Malachi was talking about.
If you are with another crew member, make sure that you have not been bitten.
Did he bite you?
No. Have you been bitten?
I haven't seen anyone but you. Let's go.
Stay on comms. Check in as soon as you reach a safe space. Lock yourself into a room and do not come out.
Right then, let's get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean?
I'm getting to the Soyuz. Get it ready to launch. Whatever's going on around here, I'm not sticking around to figure out what it is.
I'll be in touch with further instructions as soon as I have reached mission control.
Those aren't the orders.
Fuck the orders?
I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Try to stop me. Anders, that hurt.
We wait for Natalia to give the orders to evacuate. We leave when she tells us we can leave. For now, we shelter in place.
Okay. Here, help me up.
Come on. Up you go.
Sorry about that, old timer. Fuck orders. I'm not staying on this goddamn ship.
I repeat, shelter in place.
I provide further instruction. If you encounter any crew members who appear ill, do not go near them. Hopefully, that'll help keep the rest of the crew safe until we can figure out what to do with Malachi and Nova.
Nova? She's...
an unknown.
We saw what the injection did to Gideon, and what the bite did to Malachi. We don't know what will happen to Nova yet.
Hey, you don't think?
We don't know. Come on, pick up Houston.
Oh, 300 in Houston.
Houston, come in.
Is this an open frequency?
Yes.
So other people could be listening?
It's possible, but we'll use code.
ISS Kearney. Come in, ISS. This is Control.
Control, this is the ISS Kearney. Read XP9-2-78.
Stand by. Switch over to Secure 1973.
Roger. Come in. This is the ISS Kearney.
Kearney, what's going on up there?
There was a breach. The payload has been compromised.
Cole!
Anders?
Fox?
Anders, what happened?
Cole. He didn't follow orders. Made his way to the escape pods. Tried to stop him, but...
Oh my god. Is that...
Malachi. Come on, we gotta go.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Little fucker punched me. Now I'm looking forward to returning the favor.
Let's get inside.
We're receiving instruction. Please stand by.
Thank you.
Now what?
We wait to see how they would like us to handle the containment breach.
Natalia, I know you think what you're doing up here is for the good of science, but...
No. I know it is. Everything that is too hard or too dangerous to be done on Earth is done here. It always has been since the creation of these stations. We are the catalysts for the most important medical and technological advancements in the modern world. So before you criticize or try to convince me to change because of a goddamn containment breach, think about that. We keep people safe. We give people hope. And we work toward cures. But that often comes with the unfortunate byproduct of danger.
And if that byproduct is deemed too risky?
Then... we become like the ISS Symphony.
What happened to the ISS Symphony?
A breach. Similar, but the breach was with an airborne virus. And we have no reason to suspect that this is airborne.
What happened, Natalia?
They were decommissioned.
Decommissioned how?
ISS Kearney, come in.
We're here.
How many of your crew have been compromised?
At least three. One by injection, another two by saliva transfer through bites.
Bites? They're biting each other?
Control.
I've been given authority to contact the IPC. They're interested in your evaluation of the samples. Could you provide an assessment to determine a course of action?
Yes.
Here. Is this tricep bar too heavy?
Nope, it's perfect.
Okay, well, at least the gym was good for something.
You have something that works?
Yeah, I'll use this bench bar. I can at least use it to push them back if we get in trouble.
Shit. Does he know we're in here?
Yeah, seems that way.
You don't think he remembers the code, do you? Doesn't sound like he does. It's almost as if he has no memory. Like he's driven only by instinct.
Do you think Gideon's roaming the halls as well?
I doubt it. Natalia was adamant that she was going to try and trap him in the mess hall just to make sure she could study him.
Jesus. Study him?
Yeah, anything for science.
Maybe Cole was right. Maybe leaving is the answer, because I'm not dying for science.
Anders, you're in space. You could die for science at any time.
I guess so. Maybe I'll go with I don't want to be eaten for the betterment of science.
I'm with you there.
She really thought it could have been me or Cole?
Yes, Anders, she told us to be careful. To watch out for you, just in case.
You know, normally, I hate the gym. Back on Earth, I almost never go. I'm surprised I still passed my physical. But up here, I don't mind coming in here. But not for the exercise.
Why then?
That view.
Yeah.
I'll never get tired of seeing Earth from up here. It's amazing. Awe-inspiring. It's why I keep coming back.
Attention all crew. Attention all crew. We have been asked to provide a status update for the IPC. I'm awaiting further instructions. Please continue to shelter in place until we have the ability
to gauge our situation. They are not going to like this.
No, I wouldn't either.
We will have words soon.
What if you don't agree with the order? If we are the commission?
The crew will understand. They all realize it's a possibility.
God, I hate that sound. It doesn't even sound human.
Maybe he's not anymore. Do you know what was in that payload?
No. I never got to see it. It was in a case and a bag.
And it was so important that the Colonel couldn't even leave the ship until she was sure it wasn't compromised during the flight.
So
what if it was? Maybe she didn't even know it. If it was, how could we know that we won't turn into that?
Malachi was bit.
Maybe that's only one of the ways it spreads.
What are you saying, Anders?
I'm saying that if it was thought to be so dangerous that your orders were to keep it in a rocket ship to make sure it was even safe to test, who knows how dangerous it is or what it does? We could already be exposed.
But if that's the case...
ISS Kearney, this is Control. Come in.
Copy, Control.
ISS, we've run the tolerances based on your assessment.
And?
This just isn't easy to say, ISS Kearney.
No.
Natalia.
No, it's contained. We can contain it. We know how it spreads.
That is your hypothesis. You said so yourself in your assessment. The IPC is uploading your mission documentation. Please read and review. Be ready to confirm at 0415.
Natalia? Hey, Natalia.
Yes. I understand. Receiving transmission now. We'll review and confirm at 0415 hours.
What's the order?
See for yourself.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Shit. They're going to destroy our space station unless we can reach full containment by 0415 hours.
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Ephemeris was written by Jeff Whitehead. Cerebro is John Serrano. Fox is Kayla Temshiv. Malachi is B. Narr. The baseball announcer is Marquise Moore. Anders is Damon Allums. Gideon is Atticus Batakan. Nova is Marion Toro. Natalia is Kira Apple. Kenzie is Katrina Pacina. Cole is David Ault. Ground control is Janine Bauer. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. And music by Newt Shuttlecote. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montanez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Desrochers Romero. a Bloody FM production.